Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
Number three nature that must not go to war with God, verse 4 of Judges chapter 7. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water and I will test them for you there. And it will be that he of whom I say to you, this one will go with you, the same will go with you. And of whomsoever I say to you, this one will not go with you, the same will not go with you." Now this is very important. I call it emotions and sentiments. Another thing that will not help you in battle is emotions and sentiment. Emotion is the greatest assassin of divine moves. Emotion, sentiment. When Jonah announced to the city of Nineveh that soon God will destroy this place, the Bible said the king proclaimed a fast. Everybody, including the pregnant ones, the suckling baby, including the animals, everybody, they didn't bring emotion into the thing. I said, no, this is not about emotion. So if you have to put your children through fasting, let them fast and understand. Praise God. God said to Gideon, "I am going to tell you the one that will go and the one that will not go." He said, "I will test them there for you." Emotions and sentiment are some of the strongest liabilities in battles. You must learn to draw a line with emotion when it comes to what God is doing or where God is going. Many times I'm told, I've not been a soldier, but I'm told that when soldiers are enlisted for battle, for war, a lot of the times they don't tell their wives until it is very close when they are leaving. Sometimes they don't even tell her until they are off. And then they can now announce it. Because I might be back, I might not be back. You know why? Because if they had to tell their wife 3 weeks before that time, the woman can cry you out of the army. Praise God. She can cry and lament until you resign right there. So there is no emotions. There are no sentiments. Whether your wife just gave birth, they announce to you, "We are reporting in Liberia." You just have to put your things together and then you are on your way to Liberia. That's what you sign, to die for the country. And so you are on your way there. It doesn't mean that they don't have emotions. But a lot of time before they move to the battlefront, they put them in a training regime where they begin to train them until everything that makes you love life will die naturally. And then before you leave, everything that makes you love the life, they will train you until the thing dies naturally. And you no longer see life as anything. So you can see some soldiers saying, "Let's go, let's go, let's go." So the sight of blood will give them more morale. And they are just moving on. I'm moving on there. Praise God. So if God is with you, if you are going to go far in this battle, take away sentiments, take away emotion. Deal with yourself. Don't pity for yourself. Deal with yourself once and for all. Don't pity for your stomach. It's going to make a lot of noise. Yeah. Your stomach is going to make a lot of noise. It's going to give a lot of news. But don't pay attention to the noise. Just keep going. This battle must be won. This thing, I must get it to the end. Praise the Lord. You must learn to draw a line with your emotion. You must learn to know where God is going. Emotion is the greatest assassin of divine moves. So deal with it. Emotions, very dangerous to what God is doing. Very dangerous. Because your emotion will appeal to you and say to you, "You know, come down on yourself a little. Just come down. You are a human being. Just come down." But if you are going to go far with the Spirit, you need to learn where to draw the line. Praise God. I said, no. Satan came and preached to Jesus the sermon of bread and said, turn these stones into bread. How will a hungry man turn the whole place into bread and you don't feel like eating one? Of course, whatever you have cooked, you should be the first partaker. You should test the bread you have produced. But Jesus said, man must not live by bread alone. That answer didn't look exactly like the answer that should have been given to that temptation. The temptation was, turn this stone into bread. The correct answer would have been, man shall not live by turning stones into bread. But Jesus said, man will not live by bread alone. The implication of the devil's temptation was, turn these stones into bread so that you can find what to eat. You can't be on fasting and you are moving around the kitchen to and fro every time. You can't be on fasting and you are looking at every kind of food. No, you must learn how not to turn certain stones to bread. Allow them to be stones until you are through with your fasting. Now, do we understand? That's where you need to check your emotion. Allow the stones to remain stones until your fasting is over. Even when you have ability to turn the stones into bread, allow them. It's not that time you say, ah, my soup goes spoil. Put it inside the refrigerator, it will not spoil. Praise God. That is not the best time to cook all wonderful meat, and that's not the best time to visit some people. Because there's some food you cannot resist. So stay away. Praise the Lord. You just get there and they are just presenting it. The way the meat is standing and looking at you is inviting you. And you say, God, lead me not into temptation. Lead me not into temptation. Let these people not say I should come and eat. And the people say, come and eat. Praise God. I say, well, God, you understand. They passed it around. They passed it around. There was no way I could have avoided it. Amen. Deal with it. Another nature that must not go to war with God, gluttony. Verse 5 of Judges chapter 7. So he brought the people down to the water. And the Lord said to Gideon, you will set by himself. Everyone who laps the water with his tongue as a dog laps as well as everyone who bows down on his knee to drink. And the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink the water. And God said to Gideon, by 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. So let all the other people go, every man to his place. Now, God took them to the water and said, those who will take the water like this. You know, when you fetch water, maybe from a tap, fetch it in your hand and drink. And then there are those, as soon as they saw water, they put their mouth and their nose. You know how you can be so thirsty that you put your mouth and your nose inside and you are drinking and your buttocks is vertical, your head is inside the water, you are drinking like a goat. God said to Gideon, look at them. All these ones that are drinking like a goat, let them go home. They are too longer throat. Is there anything like that? Longer throatism. That's the meaning of gluttony. Longer throatism. Praise God. Gluttony means habitual eating to excess. Eating to excess. That kind of person that loves food. Some people will proudly say, if they will kill me in this world, now food will kill me. God will need to help you. That's gluttony. You have eaten four meat, and if you see another four, you eat. You know, there are some people that eat until they can't get up from where they are. When you finish eating, you become a problem to the person who gave you the food and to yourself. You become a problem to the toilet system, become a problem to everybody, including those who are traveling with you. Gluttony. Eat all at once. Such people will not go to war. Praise God. God said to Gideon, these ones that are taking the water with their hands and drinking, they have moderate life. That means that they can control their appetite. That means that they can see certain things and pass on and say, no, this is not necessary now. Let's just go on for this battle. Gluttony is bad. Esau is one of such person. He underrated his birthright just because of a pot of food. To be gluttonous means to lack self-control, to lack discipline. You don't have caution. You don't have constraint. You can eat anywhere. You can eat anything. You can eat everywhere. You can eat from everybody. God is very careful with such people. You enter the car, you see somebody buy egg, two eggs, break it inside the car and finish it. Buys granite, finish it. Buys banana, finish it. Gala, collects one, finish it. And then Coke, he collects one. In the same journey, you have not taken anything yet. You'll be wondering, do you have children at all? There are people that eat like that. Sometimes when you pass along the road where people sell food, you see some men eat, you just know that this man cannot build a house with the way he's eating. Praise God. I've seen some people eat some kind of food and you'll be wondering, where would this take you to? Amen. Rice plus spaghetti plus indomie. And there's yam on top. Amen. You are, what is happening to this guy? What's the matter? Beans plus moi moi. And ripe plantain. Then they add stew. Put four meat. Put shaki. Put pomo. Put cow tail. Only you. I bet you such men don't drop money at home. Amen. Gluttony. Of course, if your stomach is too full, you won't be able to run. So you need to empty yourself and eat light so that you can be able to continue. I don't know whether this is real to everybody, but if you eat too much in the night before you go to bed, in the morning you become more empty. Do you experience it? Please, put these things into yourself. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name.
Tell all the people, every nation.